be strong in the grace of Christ. It says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. Do we actually know what grace is? And if you do, let me know.
Unmerited favor.
Unmerited favor. Anyone else? Anyone? Grace is something that God gave us that we didn't want. Deserve. You know, we did not deserve that. He just gave it to us. How many times do we give people something that they don't deserve? You know, just like if somebody made me mad or whatever, right? They don't deserve love. You know, they don't deserve me to help them, you know. They don't, you know, they made me mad. Right?
Nowadays, the only thing people give that other folks don't deserve is trouble.
Trouble.
You know? Get that for free and anywhere.
Exactly. Many of us still, back in the Old Testament, an eye for an eye. Mm-hmm. You know? It's like forgiveness is something that, you know, and many times it's sometimes it's harder to say I forgive you than it's harder for you to just forgive, you know, because somebody hurts you bad, you know, it's in your mouth to say I forgive you, right, but I just can't say it, you know, I'm going to try to forgive you, but I just can't say it because what you're doing. You know, I just can't say it. You know, but forgiveness is. I learned forgiveness this way, right? When I had needed somebody to forgive me, I really learned forgiveness then. And this person did not forgive me because I'd done this person something bad, wrong. This was years ago now. I don't think I did somebody wrong now. You know, I try not to stay. But anyway. I did something really, really, really bad to this person. And I went to this person and I said, please forgive me. That person didn't even want to hear me, didn't want nothing to do with me at all. And I learned something from that. I said, I wanted to give this person forgiveness and what I've done to this person didn't want it. So I learned this, right? That if somebody do something to me, because I remember that I'd done something to someone, so if they done something to me, I should just forgive them. You know, just forgive them. And God's grace, He gave us when we didn't even deserve it. He gave us this grace. And every day we wake up, every morning, you know, that's just how much He loved us. This knucklehead Kenny Patterson, you know, just how much He loved me. He loved me that much. Every day give me grace. Every day He wants me to do better. Yesterday I didn't do good enough, you know. Or yesterday I done good. He still wants me to do better, you know. And He would help me to do better. It says, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ. Be strong in Christ's grace. Trust Him. Trust Him that nothing else can come between. It's a song that we used to say, nothing between my soul and the Savior. You ever heard that? But it's a song. It's a spiritual song. Nothing between. You know, should be nothing between us that could stop. Ain't nothing that gonna stop Christ from loving me, but there's something that could stop me from what? Loving Christ. Are you with me? Christ ain't nothing in the world can stop Him from loving me. But it's something that can stop me and turn me away from Him. So that's what we have to be careful of. But His grace is sufficient. You know, Paul had wanted to be healed. And he prayed, three times. And he didn't understand it at that point, at that time. He was saying, listen, man, I got an infirmity. Something is wrong here, Lord. Now, you told me to trust you. Now, something is wrong. I need you to fix it. Right? I need you to fix it, Lord. I asked you once. This is the second time I'm asking you, Lord, fix this thing. You didn't fix it. Lord, this is the third time I'm asking you to fix this thing. Fix it. God said, my grace is sufficient. You're going to just handle this. I'm led to believe that what Paul had done in life, it came back to him. You know, we said you reap what you sow. Mm-hmm. Paul was a murderer. Now, I could be wrong in this now. This, you know, this is from my studies. That's why everyone should study to show their self-approval unto God, a worker need not being ashamed, right, to divide the truth. We got to, after we hear a teaching or hear a sermon, we got to go back and what?
Check
it out. Right? Mm-hmm. But this is what I'm led to believe, that Paul, what he had done, he had people slaughtered just for the sake of, just because they believe in Christ. Mm-hmm. You see, he had them slaughtered. He stood and he looked at them slaughtering Stephen. This is what he had, you know, he had brought to you. He brought this to Stephen, and he was doing a whole lot of slaughtering, taking people to prison, you know, just for believing. Now the tables is turned. Now he's believing. Now he's getting what?
He can say anything.
Exactly. You see, now he is saying, Jesus, I came to you. Why are you giving me this? You know, because that's how we feel sometimes. We feel as though that, you know, as soon as we get saved, ain't nothing going to happen to us. We got it made. Right? Ain't one thing going to happen to us. We got it made. And if anything bad happened to us, then, you know, but Paul, it came back to him, and he wanted, whatever this thing was, he wanted Jesus to get rid of it. You know, sickness or whatever, he wanted Jesus, you know, get rid of it. He asked once. He asked twice. He asked three times. And Jesus said, my grace is sufficient. You won't keep this. And after that, he understood. He understood. And I think later on, he said, my weakness is my strength. The things that I go through, these tribulations and stuff that I go through, this strengthens me. Thank you, Lord. You know, what if he had taken it away? Everything that happened, he would have, you know, say, Lord, my toe hurt me. Please take that away. Gone. Lord, I got a headache. Please take that away. Gone. You know, we could get like that God will answer everything that we ask. Lord, I was in love with this woman for a long time. Please take her husband away so I can get him. Are you with me?
Yeah.
You see,
okay. Wouldn't that make us spoiled children of God? If we would get everything we want?
Yeah, it would. But we got to go get everything.
And we won't. But
yes, sir.
I said, if we would get it, God would, every prayer we got, if God would answer that in an affirmative manner, wouldn't that make us spoiled children of God?
Bold?
Spoiled.
Oh, spoiled. I'm sorry, sister. You are correct. I understand we're getting up in ages now. You know, believe me, you know, but spoiled. Everything we ask for, we get.
Mm-hmm.
No. That's why a lot of kids are spoiled today, because they're rotten. They're getting everything that they want. Anytime they ask for it, anything they do, if they do bad, they get it. If they do good, they get it. If they don't do nothing, they still get it. You know, and that's being spoiled. And God is not going to bless us with everything, you know, because it's just like someone said it like this. If God bless you with a penny and you don't know what to do with it, he's not going to bless you with 2 cents. Are you with me? If he bless you with a penny, and you don't know what to do with that penny, he ain't gonna bless you with two for you to get in deeper trouble. But anyway, let's go on. It says, verse 2, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. And the things that thou hast heard of me among witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. What we learn from God, right, we're supposed to teach to others that others teach to others. It's very important that we learn what he says and we teach truthfully, because we could teach a lie and then others teach a lie and others teach a lie. It's just like when we speak of baptism. There are some people who say that you don't need to be baptized. Now, baptism ain't, it's more than baptism, amen? But if you don't be baptized, right? The Bible says you ain't saved. That's what God says, and I want to just believe what God says, right? But you have some people who sprinkle. I was brought up a Methodist, right? And I, when I joined church, Brother Jerry, they sprinkled water on my head. Right? I just knew I was, you know, I'm here now. Right? Until, and back then, you know, I was a kid, but back then, they used to say about the Baptist church, those people, right? Like, you know, they're wrong, those people. I don't go to that church because they baptize, they put you down in the water. I don't go to that church, right? I like this church because they only, you know, they don't make you take your clothes off and get in water. You know, they just sprinkle, you know. But what did God say? Amen. You got to be immersed. That's what he said. That's what he told us to do. And if we don't do it, then we're not doing what God says. And that's why, once again, the Bible says to study, to show thyself approved unto who? God. Yeah. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Workmen need not be ashamed, because I've been there. Because, you know, some people, they would question you. And you ain't got the answer, it becomes I should have known, you know. But I didn't know. Being not ashamed, rather divide the truth. Mm-hmm. That's what we're supposed to do. Turn with me to Mark. Mark, the 16th chapter. This is what he says. This is what he says. Somebody read 15 and 16. Mark 16, 15 and 16. Anybody?
He said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creatures.
Okay. Go into what? Some of the world.
All.
That's what we have to teach others. We have to, just what we heard just now, all the world, we have to teach others all the world. All the world means anybody you come in contact, you know you ain't going to make it all over the world, but it means people you come in contact with. Don't omit them. Teach them some kind of how, some kind of way. Say Christ. You know, just like when I go to the grocery stores, right? A lot of them know me now, right? Because I may not be able to give them a Bible study. I may not be able to go to their house or whatever, right? But before we leave, they will hear Christ. Are you with me? And it's taught to me this way. Just that name does something to a person. Are you with me? Because you have a lot of people out there who don't know Christ. And you put that name, you said, Jesus. You just mention that name, Jesus, and guess what? they'll take it home and they'll start thinking, you know, since why was I trying to fix this without Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. I'm glad that I met that person and he told me, Jesus. Jesus, in the conversation, just like we go out and we say, who you think will win the game? Excuse me, brother, but Pittsburgh or Baltimore, right? Oh, man, Pittsburgh going to get it. I didn't know it, right? But guess what? You see, it didn't happen, right? But we can get into conversations like that, you know, and not even mention God's name. That's a teaching when you just mention his name. You say, at the end of it, you say, listen, go and may God go with you. God bless you. I tell a lot of people, just who I give to, you know, sometimes I give a dollar or two or whatever, right? I said, listen, I said, do you believe? And most of them are going to say, yeah, right? I said, listen, Jesus can fix this. See, that's the teaching, you know? Mm-hmm. I said, listen, Jesus could fix this. If you believe, if you truly believe, you know, that's teaching. Mm-hmm. You might not take an hour, stand an hour, right? But that's teaching. Jesus could fix this. Mention his name. You know, go ye therefore. Go ahead. 16.
Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved.
You see that?
Whoever does not believe mm-hmm. will be condemned.
And this is what we got to tell people. We got to tell people this thing. This is in the book. We got to tell them so they can what? Tell others. So they can tell others. We can't go and tell somebody, listen, you know, listen, this is the 21st century. Listen, I know, you know, y'all don't want to get in the water, right? You know, listen, you come to Edge Hill, and Edge Hill will just give you some water. You can just drink it. You know, just drink the water. You know, you be safe, you know. Listen, you know, trying to, you know, tell folks something that would suit them, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, but when we teach, we got to teach what God say. We got to teach exactly what he say. If we're going to be teachers. If we're going to be teachers, we got to teach what he says.
That's what you call by teaching with understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So that they would know the same way as when we went to school. The teacher would get up in the class and say, 2 + 2 = 4.
Mm-hmm.
And you can memorize that. Mm-hmm. But you got to know what 2 + 2 is. When she put 4 marks up there and show you this is 1 + 2 + 1 = 4, then you have understanding. Then you can. Can't nobody tell you, no, it's not for, because you understand what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And teaching with understanding yes. will get the message across so that you know, as you said, so you can rightly divide the words
exactly.
and you can explain it to people. When they understand, then they can explain it to somebody else also.
Exactly.
But just saying something over and over,
mm-hmm.
you, like you said, somebody could be saying the wrong thing.
Exactly.
You know from experience.
Exactly.
One person can start at that corner and tell somebody else something. Tell every time we get over here, it's a whole different thing.
Different thing. That's why you start out with the truth from the jump.
Right.
Truth.
Yep.
And you're going to be all right.
That's it.
But when you start out with a lie, it usually what happens, you tell a lie to for the lie, to help the lie out. You know, it was like I told you before, you heard this before, but I you know, forget. It was two men who was working in a drain. They it's close proximity, they was working in. And one of them, he was smelling one of them, you know, the other one, right? He had an odor, and they was working together. In this, you know, close, right? So he said, I gotta do something about this. He said, because, you know, if we gonna be working together, he got to know, right? So he said, the next day he said, listen, maybe the odorant is not, you know, maybe the deodorant that we use is not working properly. You know, one of our deodorant, you know, because, you know, things ain't right down here, you know. Mm-hmm. The guy said, it can't, I know you ain't talking about me because I don't even use deodorant. You know, so it's a bad understanding, you know, but you don't hear, you know. You know, but if he had heard, he would have got it, mm-hmm. right? But when we teach, we got to make sure it's heard what God said, not what we said, what He said. If it's baptism, I know sometimes we are of age and we just don't feel like that getting in that water. We just, can you do it another way? You know, what other way can you do it? Right? There's no other way. God says one way. He said, and the back you up, brother, is the Bible teaches us that wisdom is the principal thing. So, therefore, get wisdom. But with all thy getting, get an understanding. You see, we have to understand God's word to take it. We have to be ambassadors. Of God's word. An ambassador going to tell you what is said. Right? And if we're an ambassador, after he said what he said, we can look at the paper and say, this is what he brought us. Right? And we have to teach that. We have to teach that because if we don't, we're not saved. We got to let them know. We have to let folks know that. Because if they don't know it, right, then they can't, you know, they just can't, they won't get it. And if they don't get it, they should have got it because we were there to tell them, right? But anyway, so therefore, my son, be strong in the grace of Christ. And all the things that you have heard of me among many witnesses, saying, commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others. And this teaching go on and on and on. So make sure we start out teaching the truth so the truth could carry on.
Can I say something?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I think as Church of Christ, we're even more responsible to study more ourselves because we don't have a set pattern by men who tell us what the Bible says, like baptism, mm-hmm. Lord's Supper and all that.
Yes, ma'am.
We're responsible in our own congregation to know that what we're being taught is correct.
Yes, ma'am. And if we don't do it, who will? If we don't do it, who will? Mm-hmm. You know, God placed this on us to do. Go ye therefore. Say something. You know, we don't have to wait until we come here to gather together to go knocking on doors, right? We all have a responsibility. Go ye therefore. Like I said, at the store, wherever, at work. You know, and a lot of us, you know, we don't like to do that work, right? Because I'm going to tell you, at work it was hard for me because it's like every time, you know, I could go to a job, and this is the truth, please hear me, right? I could go to a job and run and work, right? And everything is, you know. But as soon as they find out that I'm a Christian, oh my goodness. Now this is me. I don't know if it happens to you. But as soon, and not just one job, not just two, three jobs or whatever I've been on, every job, you know, because, you know, I do construction. And when I'm finished with one, we go to another with different people probably, you know. And as soon as they recognize me as being a Christian, all, you know what, you know, break loose. You see, I don't, you know, as long as they don't know that I'm a Christian, everything is all right. I remember one time I spoke to, I didn't speak to him, but they was talking, and we was working together, right? And this Spanish guy, this is what he said. He said that we have to be careful, right, to to not make Satan mad. Because if we make him mad, he'll get us. Right? And I said, no. I said, no, that's, no. In other words, he was saying this, right? We have to give God some and give the devil the rest. That's what he was saying. I said, no. That's not how it is, right? And then another guy, he goes, said, I believe that too. So I put it together, right? And I said, no wonder they don't like me. Because I show up and I'm going to bring Satan upon this job, right? Because I'm sure with Christianity, you know, and they've been 50-50 with God and Satan, and I come here with this mess, you know, I'm going to bring trouble. And I was reading, you know, I do a lot of reading, and you know, and we got to be careful what we read. Be careful. When you go and you pray before you read certain things, just like if you're going to read about the Buddhists, pray about it. Because some things in Buddhism, it sounds good. If you go read about Muslim, pray for it before you know, because some stuff in that sounds good. Are you with me? But we know it ain't right. But pray that it don't take us in there, right? I was reading about Luciferians. How many of you ever heard of it? Luciferians. If you go home, you know, check it out, all right? This is what it says, right? It says Luciferians, they believe that God didn't give Lucifer a good break. They're saying that they worship Lucifer because Lucifer is not that bad. Read Luciferians, all right? I'm not making this up. Look it up. But be careful. Be careful because, like I said, they are saying that we ought to give Satan his due. Go ahead.
Well, on the state capitol of Minnesota, they have a display for Satan.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. In the state capitol.
And there are some people who worship Satan, right? Like I said, the Luciferians, right? Please, if you get some time, read it, but be careful. It says that these people, right? You don't have to do everything right because that's impossible. Are you with me? So you just do, you know, and make sure you don't make the devil mad. Read it sometime. I ain't gonna sit here and teach that to you because I'm still reading it myself, right? But Luciferians, that's what it's called, right? And they believe that. But anyway, but we believe Christ. And the Bible says that we're supposed to give God all, that's some. Not 75%, and what you going to do with the other 25? Not 99.5%, what you going to do, you know. It says, all. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. All. God expects all. He wants all. He wants all. Not some, not a little, but all. Our attention, our respect, our love, our hope, everything, our faith. He wants it all. Give him all. Right? Mm-hmm. But like I said, I've been on some jobs. 2 Timothy, the second chapter. I've been on some jobs, and as soon, and I thought it was funny, Brother Jerry, you know, because I'm a good old boy. And I figured, right, if they knew that I was a Christian, seemed like that would be, woo, you know, we got a Christian here, right? But I go on and out, I'm having to fight to keep them off of me, you know. We don't want, I gotta eat lunch by myself, right? Huh? You know, because I didn't came and messed the job up. They had a good thing going on, right? Now I didn't come. Now lunchtime they can't drink a beer, because if I see it, then I'm gonna tell Jesus, right? And that's all they need for me to tell Jesus. You know. It's just I couldn't believe it, right? What I understand now. That some people are afraid like that. They are afraid of the wrong thing. Bible says fear him, Jesus, fear God only. Mm-hmm. Right, don't fear the one who can kill the body, but fear him that can kill the body and soul and spirit. Right, with it? That's the one we have to fear, not just the one who, just like man, don't fear man. Because man can't do nothing to you no more than God would let him do. And to tell you the truth, to some Christians, this is how they feel. If man kill them, man done them a favor. They will get to heaven quicker. Amen?
Yeah.
You know, Paul wanted to leave this world. You see, Paul was ready to go. But Paul told him, he said, for your sake, I'm going to stick around a little while. Right.
You got people, God, that they will pray for a person that may be ill, maybe a terminal illness.
Uh-huh.
And they pray to God to save them, to heal them, that particular person. Then the person died, and they feel like God didn't do nothing. They don't realize we're not here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Our place that we look forward to staying to spend eternity is in heaven. God has brought them home and taken away all the illnesses, all the pain, all the suffering. They're in a better place. But we feel like if they died, then God didn't answer their prayer. That's not the way he goes.
Why did he do that? If he's God, why did he do that?
Right. That's not the way he pulls things. That's not the right understanding.
Exactly. Yeah. For those who have an ear, let them hear. Everybody don't hear.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is not Christians. The Christians, we hear these things. We understand them. But everybody don't. We sing the song, "This world is not my home. Mm-hmm. I'm just passing through."
Well, we have to remember the earth, the world, the safest place. That's his domain.
Yes, ma'am.
And we are God's ambassadors.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
And Satan's not going to like that.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus told the apostles, they will persecute you just like they persecuted me. So why would we be surprised if we get persecuted?
Sister, thank you for saying that, because I hear a lot of Christians, right, say that they're shocked at what's going on. I ain't shocked no more, because I already know what's going to happen. No more. I am not shocked anymore, because you know it might come as a blow. This person. When the building.
You know, I have to mention this, because one of our brothers here a long time ago, and he's deceased now. He came to me one time and he said, "You know, the stronger your faith is, the more Satan will pursue you."
That was the warning that Jesus told his apostle. He said, "You sure you want to follow me? You know, are you sure? If you follow me, this thing gonna happen. You're gonna be persecuted. You know, don't think because you follow me you got it made. You know, things gonna happen. You know, but when we say, why did it happen? Where's our faith?" Where's our faith? When we say, why did it happen? Turn with me to 2 Timothy, 4th chapter, 3rd chapter.
Third chapter?
Yes, ma'am. I think it is anyway. The Bible teaches I may be wrong, but this is what it teaches, that the world is going to wax worse and worse. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? It already told us that. I may be in 1 Timothy 4. I don't know. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. But it says the world would wax worse and worse. Mm-hmm. Men will wax worse and worse. It already told us that. For those who have an ear, let them hear. This world is not going to get no better. But we are to try to save as many folks as possible. Are you with me? Me and my wife, we study together. And one of the things we say, you know, and we put it like this, right? How long you want to live in an area that people selling drugs, right? And shooting up the place, right? You would want to move. Are you with me? God, this is what's happening right now. God is showing us something. He's showing us that this world is not your home. But some of us, we are taking this as this world is our home, and we want to be as long as possible. This world is not our home. God is showing us, you know, get right and get out. You know, I'm going to give yourself some time to get right so you can get out. Are you with me? Get right so you can get out. The Bible teaches, love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For that is of the world is love, the pride of life, pride of eyes, pride of life, and the lusts of this world. You see, we are here for a while, and we ought to want to, man, I'm ready to leave. God, I'm ready to leave. Not, I'm ready to stay. But we are here, as long as we're here, we do what's right. We don't cut our throat or our wrist now to leave, right? But don't get comfortable here, you know, because this is not it. Because we could be comfortable. I heard a preacher preach like this. He said, you know, we could be comfortable on some jobs, you know, saying that, you know, I can't do no better, you know. I'm just going to stay here and put up with all this, right? You know, and I ain't getting no raise, you know, things just ain't nothing working right, right? And sometimes we could just put up with jobs, right? Wherein God has something else for us, and we just what? Go and get it.
You know, the job that God gave us is not that difficult. He said, go out and teach. Mm-hmm. He didn't say, go out and save the people, because we can't save people.
Exactly.
That's God's job.
Yes,
all ma'am. He asked us to do is to go out and teach.
Yes, ma'am. And that's the important thing. Go ye therefore.
Yeah.
Go ye therefore and teach. He didn't say, you know, you make them, you know, teach. You can't make a child do certain things. So if you can't make a child do certain things, you can't make some grown-ups do certain things. So what you have to do is just teach. God told his disciples, he said, if they don't accept you, shake the dust off and go on.
You know, and the thing that I just learned this past Friday is that we teach, but God will call those that he has destined to be saved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's not, it's the saving part is just totally, and we need to leave that up to God.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, takes a big responsibility off of my job. Because
mm-hmm.
all I have to do is teach.
Yeah. You ain't got to, you know, say, why he didn't, you know, I done taught him, man. I done all I could for him, and he still ain't got it. I just can't sleep. I don't even want nothing to eat.
Exactly.
Right? You know, because I've tried, and he ain't, you know. But that's not how God said, he told Paul, he said, Paul, you plant, then Apollos water, but who give the increase? God would give the increase. That was Apollos, right? Paul watered, Paul planted, Apollos watered, but God gives the increase. Are you with me? We let God do His job. We do our job. But let's go back to 2 Timothy again, the third chapter. This is where it's at. Chapter 3 and verse 13. And when you get there, read it. I found it. This is what I was looking for. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 13.
But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving
and
being deceived.
You see, it will grow. This world is going to grow worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to get worse. That's why he's going to come in and destroy it one day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it's going to get worse and worse. We ain't got to, we ain't got to fall out with people because they don't. And like I said, this world is not our home. Mm-hmm. Don't get comfortable in this. Are you with me? Don't get, but as long as you're here, do God's will. If He have you here for 100 years and you can do 100 years of work, do it. Are you with me? But this world is not our home. Okay. The next verse, chapter 2, it says, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. No man that wars entangles himself in this affair of this life. What is that saying? Okay. Just like I remember some years ago, right, in Seattle, in the Super Bowl, Seattle had, I couldn't stand New England. They had New England on the, they had them, right? And it was on, it was a couple of seconds left. And it was on the 1 yard line, right? I said, get him, boy, because this boy, he was running left and right. He was running over these people. All this quarterback had to do was give him that ball, and he hit it, and Seattle would have won the Super Bowl. But what he did was through a pass and got it intercepted. And that affected me badly, right? And for a couple of days I was, it seemed like everywhere I go, I turn the TV on, New England has won the Super Bowl again. I go to work. New England, did you see that game, New England, right? And I'm saying, oh, man, come on, it affected me, right? Now, I'm a Christian, and I'm being affected by a Super Bowl game. I ain't getting no money out of it. Are you being serious? I ain't getting, these fellas making millions of dollars, I ain't getting a dime. Win or lose, they getting money, right? I ain't getting a dime. All I'm doing is getting hurt and getting tangled up in this. Why am I tangled up in this? I allow myself to be. I'm all tangled up and I can't hardly move. Right? The Bible teaches don't for us not to get entangled, like we were speaking before, right? We ought to know that we're going to be persecuted. We ought to know we're going to be trialed. We ought to know this by now. Are you with me? So we ought not to let ourselves get entangled in these situations in this world and can't sleep, can't eat. Your husband say, honey, don't touch me. Are you with me? Because you mad at something. Are you with me? So forth and so on, but. But anyway, it's time to go. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Brother, could you quote this, please?
Yes. That's fine. Oh, Lord, we come before you, and we give you thanks for this day. We thank you so very much, Lord, for this lesson that it was just been presented to us. Lord, we ask that you would help us to draw from it, help us to learn to be able to deal with life as we see it each day. Continue to stay focused on your word, stay focused on you. Use us in the way that you see fit. Help us to be the mouthpiece, to be the example to those we come in contact with, so that we can stand firm on your word and be a good soldier for you. Forgive us when we fall short. And we ask it all in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen.
Amen. Amen.